welcome to the Raging Bull Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Sturgill. Join me as I interview people from all walks of life who've built successful lives, self-made millionaires, entrepreneurs, traders, authors, and experts in their chosen fields. Discover the mindset and motivation to make successful people tick and learn new ways to apply these ideas, lessons, and successes to help you build your own success and live a better life. This week on the show, we have Nathan Baer. Nathan is our trader here at RagingBull.com, specializing in a particular pattern called the TPS system, I should say. Nathan, welcome to the podcast. How you doing?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Ben. I really appreciate it, man. Doing great. And loving life, loving the market. So everything's going great.
Well, man, just this morning, you had a trade in your new system, this Lotto X system. Tell us about this system and how this trade went this morning in LK.
Yeah, of course. So the trade this morning was in a company that probably most people have heard of. Maybe some still have not, but it's Luckin Coffee. It's actually a Chinese coffee company, and they're sort of like the Starbucks of China. So they're up and coming, and a couple of things kind of came together. So we took a trade in the Lotto using the Lotto X system, and it turned out that the trade went for a 100% gain in about about an hour and a half. So I've got half my size still. I flipped half out, it was a great way to start the week off.
Love it, man. Tell us a little bit more about the Lotto X system, because I mean, 100% in 90 minutes on a mind you, on a down day, like the market's down 250 points right now, and you pulled out that 100% winner, you know, for four figures and a win. Tell us about the Lotto X system, kind of what you love about it, how it came about.
Yeah, absolutely. So basically the thing that I had noticed in the current market is that swing trading is tough. And the reason for that is the market just, it doesn't want to take much of a break. And it's intimidating looking at something like Apple that just keeps going up, up, up and away and saying, hey, you know what? Now looks like a great time to buy some Apple calls. It's tough to do that. So what I found was the smaller timeframes, the shorter term trades, being in a trade for a couple of hours or, you know, maybe buying it on a Tuesday and flipping it out on a Wednesday morning. These trades were working for me. With very, very high percentage win rates. So I'm thinking to myself, you know, I need to really focus and hone in on developing a system around aggressive, shorter term trading. I'll still do swings, of course, but the Lotto X system is really designed to capture short term opportunities in the market using options to create that massive leverage.
I love that. I mean, I love that you're seeing how the market's moving and saying, hey, actually, here's an opportunity that I'm seeing happening right now, and I need to maximize that. I mean, I've once heard someone said, and I know you've repeated it to me before, when you're dancing with the market, you got to let it lead. And it sounds like you're letting it lead you right into these short-term plays. And gosh, even today, made a heck of a trade there on LK. Let me ask you this. What do you see coming down the pike here in the market and in the future and, you know, this next month or even kind of season to come?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's hard to say anything but up, up and away, isn't it? I mean, you know, we've heard all of the arguments, all of the reasons why the market should be coming in, but it just isn't, right? So for me, it's very simple. As long as the market continues to trade on a daily closing basis above the 21 EMA, I will continue to stay on the long side of the market. When that shifts, and it will eventually, right? But I have never been one to pick tops or bottoms. But when it shifts, I will shift with it. But until that happens, I will be selling puts every time it dips. I'll be looking to buy calls every time I see an opportunity set up within my TPS or within my Lotto X system. And I'm just going to keep hammering this bull market until it quits.
So Nathan, tell me about what your take is on the coronavirus. Just this morning, we heard how the coronavirus is impacting Apple's production. And I'm just curious, do you see any trading opportunities there?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think basically one of the two things is going to happen. You know, either it's going to get worse or it's going to get better, right? And I think at this point, it would take a big change for it to get a lot worse, and not the actual impact on people in their lives, because that's certainly sad. But as far as the markets are concerned, I think if we keep getting these sort of incremental, hey, you know, there's some additional deaths being reported, some additional cases being reported, the market is at a point, I think, where it's sort of it's pricing all that in, and it's comfortable with the news flow as it's coming out. If things change dramatically, then the market will have to price that new news in. But for the time being, I think the markets are less focused on the coronavirus, you know, maybe for a few minutes here and there, right? If you get a headline, maybe you get a snap sort of a reaction. But outside of that, I think the market is going to just do whatever it wants to do. And for the, you know, last several months, all it's wanted to do was go up.
Well, with that in mind, where are you putting your money right now? Are you always putting your money where your mouth is when it comes to, you know, your LottoX system and your trades, or there's anything else right now you're looking at that you're like, man, I gotta put something there.
You know, there's actually a couple of charts right now that I am looking at, and that's both gold and the 30-year bond. Both of them actually have pretty darn bullish charts. And that's not to say that if gold goes up, the market can't go up, or if the 30-year bond goes up, the market can't go up. But typically, if you see both gold and the bonds going up in unison, that often does not lead to continued bullish moves in the stock market. Not always. And hey, this, you know, who am I to call a top in any bull market, especially this one? But just one of the things that I am sort of watching. So I did pick up some TLT calls today, as well as some bond futures in the Elite chat room. And you know, just the cool thing about that idea is it acts sort of as a hedge, and also as a, you know, this trade could go up on its own. It's a beautiful chart, and that way, if we do get a pullback in the market, hey, you know, I've got these TLT calls that would act as a little bit of a hedge as well.
It's one of the things I love about your strategy. It's so balanced where, you know, even when you're thinking up, up and away, they're always kind of playing charts that look good, but that also, hey, if things were to turn, you're not totally left hanging there. So I really appreciate your balanced approach, probably from years of experience there. You've been overexposed and then something happens, because anything can and will happen in the market. Yep, let me
get that right.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. So what's your wild curveball prediction in the markets to come? I mean, I know you don't like to call tops, but you know, as we think about even running up into year end here with an election year, yeah, what's your thoughts here for 2020?
You know, I think that you just hit the nail on the head. I've been talking for months about the markets running up into the election, and it's not so much just because we have an election, but for me, it's the monthly charts of the indexes. They're all incredibly bullish. Incredibly bullish. They have a look to them that is exactly like my TPS setup. That's just on a monthly chart. So if these play out like a typical chart would, we could be looking at least, you know, 6 more months of this type of action. And I think at some point, you know, the tax man cometh, as they say, and at some point the party's going to end, but I am just going to close my eyes and keep riding this thing until that time happens. And what I tell people all the time is that I say, hey, Nate, how can you continue to be bullish? You know, aren't you afraid of the market topping out and it falling apart? I'm like, you know, afraid is not the right word. I accept that at some point in the future, it's going to happen. And when that does happen, I will lose a little money, but I am not going to give up riding this thing week after week, month after month, you know, over and over and over again to the long side while the getting is good, right? There's no point in being afraid of what might happen, because you have no idea when it's going to happen. Just keep doing what's working in the market that you have, not in the market that you think might be coming at some point.
That is wise words right there from a man who knows his stuff and has experience in this. Hey, with the last question I got for you, Nathan Bear, you know, you work with a lot of members. You have thousands of members in your service, Weekly Money Multiplier. You know, I know that you coach them day in and day out. What's one thing you can share with our listeners that you often share with your members of late that you believe most traders need to hear right now?
Well, I think the biggest thing is continuing to keep the idea that you don't know what's going to have to happen. You don't have to know what's going to happen next in order to make money. You need to do the little things well. And that is very simply finding valid setups, taking shots, rinse and repeat. It's so easy to overcomplicate and to start honing in on the news and, oh, the coronavirus, or, oh, the election. Or, you know, we've got political turmoil in the Middle East and, you know, oil is doing this and gold. It's just noise. At the end of the day, it's all just noise. Trading can be boiled down to simply finding something that works, a pattern that works, putting an edge into play over and over and over and over again. And that is simply, I keep hammering that message to my members over and over and over. Just keep doing the little things well and let the profits take care of themselves at the end of the day.
Well, it certainly worked for you, Nathan Barrett. Thanks for your time today on the podcast. We wish you continued success and excited to see more and more members pile into your service.
Awesome. Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
Well, that's a wrap for this episode. Thanks for listening. I invite you to visit RagingBull.com/podcast. That's RagingBull.com/podcast. To discover more episodes, to learn more about people who have created, built, and lived successful lives. Also remember to subscribe to one of Raging Bull's newsletters. Join me on the next episode as we share more stories from our guests on the wisdom behind wealth and how they built their own success. Raging Bull Podcast is brought to you by RagingBull.com, helping traders succeed through education, resources, and where you can watch real traders make trades. Raging Bull, learn to trade. We'll show you how.